There's several of them songs that we sung tonight that I thought, well, I'll say something about that. But you know, they just got better and better. Song that they just sang, How True. How True. You want to know what really touches me about a song? Is the truth in it. I hear a lot of songs that sound pretty good, but they ain't got a lick of truth in them. And people eat them up. I'm going to read you something that's in the book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter. Who can find a virtuous woman? 10th verse. For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planted a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. There was something said in that song that they just sang that talks about an endless life. Says death hath no sting, And life's endless. Now that song's not talking about me and you naturally. There's a lot of people that don't believe that there's more than one of us. There's a lot of folks that have no clue that there's a spiritual man. A spiritual man. Of his peace and government, there shall be no end. That was prophesied in the Old Testament. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you some scripture. You say, preacher, you just read some. That was put in loving memory of a lady. We went by the funeral home right before we come here. Didn't think I was going to have time. Didn't think it all work out, but it did. And I'm going to be honest with you. What a very fitting quotation from the scriptures concerning this lady. This is Brother David Baker's wife, Sue. She had been taking care of David, and I really believe she forgot to take care of herself. Basically what happened. David is not in the best of shape. Can't even put a sentence together. You know, the Lord knows about that also. He really does. Gonna raise you some scripture. I thought a lot of Sue, David. We've been together ever since I've been preaching. I'm going to read you some scripture out of the 23rd chapter of the book of St. Luke. I'm going to sort of start in the middle of this. Heard a preacher say not too long ago, he said that he'd had a lot of funerals, and he had, but he said he was getting to the place to where most of them was his friends. Makes it tough. As far as this world's concerned, makes it tough. What does that song talk about? That song talks about the blood of Christ. And that song says he saved my life. He saved my life. And he did. By what? By his blood. It takes the blood. If you ever get anywhere with the Lord, I'm going to start with the 13th verse. Read a little more than I'd planned on, but I'll read this. We need your prayers. I don't know. I'm honest. Don't know what I'll do. There's a part of me that mourns for my brother that lost his companion. That part of me is, I still have him. Preacher, that part of compassion of me is a fleshly compassion. I understand very well. I'm not worried about Sister Sue Baker, where she's going to spend eternity. I don't worry about it. There's people in this world that has no use for the church. And I've always said, well, they may not, but one day they'll remember some things. But you know, the truth of it is, there's a lot of people living in this world that never have darkened the doors of the church. Never was taken. Never was imported to them. They can tell you things about this world, and they can tell you things about other things, but when it comes to the church and religion, they really just don't want to discuss it. You say, preacher, ain't people like that? They most certainly are. We got people in our own family. Sad to say, but it's just exactly like that. They ought to be a little shout when the saint of God leaves this world. They ought to be a little shout. You know, we have to deal with the earthly things as well as spiritual things. You deal with both of them. You don't ignore them. You can't ignore your life naturally. You can't ignore that. The truth of it is, a lot of our lives would be a lot better if we let the Lord lead us naturally. You say, preacher, will he do that? He most certainly will. He knows how. Naturally and spiritually. But the endless life that song's talking about, it's not talking about this earthly man. Not talking about this earthly man. I don't know. Who wrote that song? I know Laura Talley sings that song. She sings a lot of good ones. But brethren, she pulled that one out. It's somebody knows what they're talking about. Somebody knows that it takes the blood. And somebody was thankful for the blood. I'm thankful tonight that the Lord does one thing, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Starting with the 13th verse, and Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, you have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release one of them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, but they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priest prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also wailed and lamented him. Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to this mountain, to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, and there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the King of Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the mist. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commended my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breast and returned. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor. He was a good man and just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in the sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And the day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after, and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested on the Sabbath day according to the commandment. I know that's reading something that's very familiar, but I want to maybe talk to us tonight just a little bit about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiven. It's a better word. Forgiven. Why is forgiven a better word? It's a better word because I have taken place. I have been forgiven. Hadn't you? I know what it is to be forgiven. There's no doubt throughout the scriptures, there's several other places that I could have probably read talking about this. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in a little bit of a pickle tonight, but I'm just going to trust the Lord. See, I had some other things that I was going to talk about tonight. And they probably better than what I'm going to leave with you, but it's what I think. But the Lord has impressed me on the way up here. Lo, I get here and I didn't even bring my Bible. I was really prepared. Of course, I left in a hurry. All such as that. I ain't going to get into all that. Forgiven. What did Jesus say unto them that mocked him, ridiculed him, and crucified him? Crucified him. Done away with him. We'd rather have this murderer released unto us than this man. What did Jesus do unto them for them to charge him in such a manner? What did he do? According to the Roman council, you heard it, Pilate, Herod, come before all of them, They wasn't any of them found anything worthy of death. But the Jews said, crucify him. Do away with him. We don't want this man. Now, I want you to know that he had the power, brethren, to do away with this situation. He had that power. Preacher, I don't believe that. He had the power. He could have, the Bible says, called what? 12 legions of angels. He could have. He could have. Had he done that, you would not be forgiven. Forgiveness would have went out the window. You would not have received it tonight. Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hardest thing me and you will do is forgive somebody, and the next hardest thing will be forgive yourself. Yes, sir. Don't ask me why it's that way. Hardest thing in this world is to forgive yourself. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to just be quite honest with you. Brethren, all them things you've held on to and brought up again, brethren, you brought them up. Jesus didn't. How can I preach that? Because he's forgiven. He's forgiven. How many times did he even heal people? And he said, if they have committed sin, he said, they are forgiven. Folks, I don't know about you, but it ought to be a shout. It ought to be a shout to know that God has forgiven us tonight. Forgiven. It's good. It's good when people forgive you. And everything gets la-di-da. But brethren, there's more emphasis put on the forgiveness of God. Do you know that? Why in the world would a Jesus told his Father, forgive them? They is ridiculing him, mocking him, making fun of him. You a Savior, save yourself. Think about that. Think about that, brethren, when something comes against you. Yes, sir. Now, don't tell me. I don't know. I don't know why people go through some things. I've had several preacher men, to ask me the question about David Baker. Why David? Well, I can't answer that. You can't answer that, Daniel. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why the man's come down with cancer. I can't tell you why he just lost his wife. Brethren, I can't tell you why he's in the situation he is, but I can tell you that God is greater than man. And he knows all things. And he can take care of the situation. Do you know that? He can take care of the situation. There's some things the Bible says. Now it didn't tell it here in Luke. But that malefactor that asked the Lord, he said, when thou comest in thy kingdom, remember me. In another place, Jesus spoke these words, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. He forgiven on the cross while he is dying, giving his life. Forgiveness was the main character. Forgiveness. Think about it. You say, preacher, that malefactor done things. He said, I'm receiving my just reward. That's what he said. I'm receiving my just reward. Could I ask you a serious question? You think you're receiving your just reward? These things, my friend, that we blame God with, that God ain't got nothing to do with it. Listen to me. There's something about forgiveness, brother, that me and you don't understand. God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness. I spoke to a man, preacher man, just a few minutes ago. He couldn't even look me in the eye. Listen, I ain't against nobody. I'll be quite frank with you, my friend. He's got the problem. I don't. I can look at him. Glory to God! Why can I? Because I've been forgiven, thank God. You let forgiveness come into your life and it will overwhelm you. Yes, it will. I've seen a lot of people, my friend, round about, and then people says, well, they just too calm. They might have learned that calmness. Do you know that? They might have learned that calmness. They might have learned, my friend. It's not. I leave the house at 6:05. Y'all know when I get here, most of you. Well, I beat most of you. Think about it. I get here about 6:52. Normally. 52, 53. I pulled out of R. Dudley Barton's funeral home at 6:16 tonight. Listen. Don't tell me the Lord can't take care of some things. Huh? I know points. I get off the interstate at this time. I get Nicholsville at this time. I get stop sign 411 at this time. If I miss them marks, my friend, I can tell you exactly when I'm going to be here. Got nothing to do with nothing, my friend. I was afraid I was going to be late. And I was walking across that parking lot at 6:15. I ain't gonna make it. That's what I thought. I just ain't gonna make it. I don't like to be late. And I still beat some of you. Yeah. Pulled in here, had 3 minutes to burn. Yes, sir. But listen, that's nothing for nothing. God wants me and you, thank God, to act like Him. Now, can you forgive your brother that is in the wrong? It's a fair question. It's a straight question. And I'll tell you something, if you haven't run into it on your journey, you will. Yes, you will. There'll be a time or place or something, my friend, that you're going to have to make a decision. You say, preacher, I'm like the Lord when he run all them out of the temple. Did you know he loved them too? But did you know he ran them out because they was absolutely desecrating the house of God? Yes, sir. You do it around here, you see who runs you out. You say, preacher, you ought not be like that. It's a fact. My friend, this is a house of prayer, house of worship. We all, every one of us sitting here, we all have situations that we have to overcome. But brethren, we can overcome some of them by a simple act of forgiveness. Yes, we can. You say, preacher, they in the wrong. Forgive them. They in the wrong. The truth of it is, wrong is wrong. You know it don't make it right. It don't make it right because you forgive somebody. No, but it'll put peace. It'll put peace between you and them. And the truth of it is, they still in the wrong. I don't know why I'm preaching what I'm preaching. I don't. You're going to have to ask the Lord. And brethren, it come about 15 minutes before I got here. And I, for 15 minutes, told the Lord that I had something else. Yeah. That I had something. This might not be real popular, but I want you to know, brethren, I'm glad tonight that I am forgiven. That's what he wanted me to tell you. Just tell them you're forgiven. You know that does a lot. Jeff, that does a lot. Brethren, you lost. You come to him. You see if he don't wipe that slate clean. Preacher, I can't live for my past. Won't work. If you've been forgiven, you can. Yes, sir. Preacher, I've done a lot of bad things. It don't matter. That's hard. That's hard. I've had family members that it took me a long time to forgive them. You hear me? To forgive them. Took me a long time. Because all I could see was what they was doing wrong. You know what Jesus saw on the cross? What did he look at, my friend? What was they very much for him? I'll say this. There's a group of women standing close. Bible says they was. Just a little ways off. But they laid him in that tomb. They wanted to see has laid. Because they was going to come back and do their supposedly part. That they didn't realize done been done. Yes, sir, done been done. And the real truth of it is, they didn't realize he wasn't going to be there. Glory to God. That third day, brethren, he come out of there. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm going home one of these days. Yes, sir, home. And I ain't talking about Dyersville, Georgia. Brethren, I'm going home. And I want you to know that I'm going because I'm forgiven. Woo! Forgiven! There's a lot of things, I guess, that we could get around to, but I'm not going to. I give you what the Lord give me, and I'm going to hush. They did come to Jesus, did they not? And they asked him a question, how many times shall I forgive my brother? Till seven? That's what they said. Till seven? He said 70 times seven. Concerning one incident. One. 70 times seven. I'm going to tell you something, folks. That's forgiveness. That's forgiveness. We need to learn a little bit about forgiveness. Now, I said that. There are situations round about, my friend, that I find it hard to forgive people. I find it hard to forgive people. I just preached on forgiveness. Preacher, you mean to tell me? Yes, I'm going to tell you. I find it hard to forgive people. That's in the wrong. And still in the wrong. And it don't look like, my friend, they got no evidence of coming clean. You say, preacher, come clean with you. It ain't with me. But I'm going to tell you something. It does bother me. It does. It bothers me. Can't help it. It bothers me. Can I forgive a person? You better believe I can. But I'm going to tell you exactly how I am. And I just preached to you about forgiveness. And I just preached to you how he forgave. Yeah. And he did. He forgave. But I tell you, for my part, I can't help it. I am what I am. For my part, my friend, a lot of times, I will not forgive until they repent. You can mark it down. You can write it down on my tombstone if you want to. I don't care. But I will forgive. I will. How many of us have a problem with forgiving? The truth of it is we all hold on to things. And the other truth of it is we'll say we forgive, but we won't never let go. We won't never let go. Do you think that Jesus took this to his grave? I think he took forgiveness. I think when he told the Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the truth of it is, they didn't. They didn't realize what they was doing. Brings up another thing, my friend. People that know what they're doing and will not straighten it out. Preacher, you got too much tonight, and you might ought to keep your mouth shut. I might ought to. But the truth of it is, my friend, I can't help it. The truth of it is, brethren, if you've done your brother or your sister wrong, it takes a Holy Ghost repentance to come clean with God. Yes, it does. And I'm going to say this, that's what it takes to come clean with me. Yeah. I ain't nobody, but I'll guarantee you one thing. I want to know that they're forgiven. God don't forgive people and they're doing just continuing on. Something changes. Something changes. Yes. But the real truth of it is tonight, folks, if they come to the Lord, they be forgiven. He'll forgive them. He will forgive them. The Bible says that He will. That person that come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, He said, in no wise will I cast them out. No wise. If I've done wrong, Steve, if I come to the Lord with a penitent heart, you know what He'll do? He'll forgive me. Yes, He will. He'll forgive me. And folks, He'll forget that. That's what we have problems with. I told you I was going to hush. I done said too much. Forgiven. Forgiven. Thank God that'll, I said it before, that ought to be a shout. Forgiven. Forgiven. We are forgiven. The old malefactor, I've always put him on the right, but the Bible really don't say. I've tried to preach him on the right, and it still don't say. But they was a malefactor, my friend, that spent his day with Jesus in paradise. Book says so. That's what he said. This day, shalt thou be with me in paradise. Brethren, he forgive him. I don't ever read where he forgive that other. I always put him on the left. The Bible don't say. It says there's one on the right and one on the left. It don't say who said what. I'll say this. You can be a goat. You be on the left. But if you'll come to Jesus with a broken heart, you can wind up a sheep. And you'll be on the right. Yes, sir. It'll happen. Anybody got anything?